God has given us a truth. Who is a truth? Jesus Christ. And I think it's really important that we understand that if Paul was shocked, I am shocked too, because there are people in every church that are constantly trying to seduce, trying to rip people off from the what? From the grace of God into a gospel of works.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. It is great to have you along today for our series exposing the dangers of false teaching in the church. As Roel underscores the hope of God's saving grace, he'll urge you to reject the message that you must earn your way into heaven. Self-serving spiritual phonies may promote a works-based religion, but you can fix your eyes on Jesus and keep walking in the freedom of the gospel. Today's lesson is titled, Beware of Deception. Here's Roel Reese.
Tonight we want to talk about not only the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the only gospel that can save a person. Paul the Apostle, in writing to the Galatians in chapter 1, beginning with verse 6, he follows up and he says, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and they want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than we have preached to you, let him be anathema or accursed. As we have said before, and so now I say it again, if anyone preach any other gospel than that you have received, let him be anathema or accursed. Let me share some things with you that I think are of importance tonight, especially because we are dealing with something that is important. Paul here is actually rebuking and warning those people in his time that had come to a personal knowledge in Jesus Christ, and then these others came along. They were Judaizers and they were legalists and they were traditionalists, and they began to manipulate these people and to take them away from the true gospel of Jesus Christ. What does the Bible teach about Jesus Christ, the Son of God? You know, when Peter, James, and John went to Caesarea Philippi in Matthew 16, and they were on their way to Jerusalem because Christ was going to be crucified, they stopped off in Caesarea Philippi, and there's a stream of water there, and there's a massive rock there. And Jesus stopped, and he said, hey, you guys, you guys have heard a lot of things about me, but what are people saying about me? And what I want to know is, Peter, who do men say that I am? I don't care what anybody else says. Who do you say that I am? You see, Christianity is personal. Not just because your mom and dad and your great-grandmother were Christians, it makes you a Christian. That's not the way it works. Jesus told Peter, and Peter made the confession and said, Lord, some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elisha, some say you're Jeremiah the prophet, and some are saying other things. But what do you say, Peter? And Peter said, you are the Son of the living God. You are God. And then he said to him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven has given you a divine revelation. You see? And then Jesus dealing with Nicodemus. In the third chapter of John, Nicodemus was a rabbi, a Judaizer, one of the top, rich, but also one of the Sanhedrin, one of the 72. They were in that council. And because he didn't want to come by daytime, he came by nighttime, and he came to Jesus, and he said, Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, you must be born again. Regeneration. No one can get into heaven because you're a good person. You'll never get in. You have to make sure that your children and your grandchildren, including yourself, that every one of them individually, why? Because God has no grandchildren. You see? It's important that you understand that every person has to make his or her own personal confession and receive Jesus Christ by coming to repentance of their sins and coming by faith in Jesus Christ and receiving eternal life from Him. That's the only way. There is no other way. You see, Jesus Christ claimed to be the Son of God. He said, I am God. In Matthew 27:43, he said, he trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, for he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. It was a title of deity that Jesus used, that he was God. Secondly, Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, the anointed one of God, the Christ. In Matthew 26:63-64, he said, but Jesus kept silent, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God. He's under trial. And Jesus said to him, it is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. What does that mean? His title of what? Anointing. I am God. Jesus also claimed to be the Son of Man. In Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. What does that speak of? It speaks of his human nature. Jesus claimed to be the fulfillment of the Old Testament promises. Hey, they spoke of me in the Old Testament. In Luke chapter 24:44, then he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. The whole Old Testament. You see? It is written of me, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, divine fulfillment of the Word of God. And then Jesus claimed to be the Savior of the world. In Luke 19:10, he said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And what does that speak of? It speaks of the price of redemption for me. Then Jesus claimed to be the teacher and the master. In John 13:13-14, you call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for I am. But if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. And this speaks of what? It speaks of his great knowledge and submission to become the great servant of the Lord. He was a servant, and yet he was God. Jesus claimed to be the Lord and God. In John 20:28, to Thomas he said, and he answered and said unto Thomas, Thomas saw him and said, my Lord and my God. This speaks of his authority that he possessed as God. And then Jesus claimed to be one with authority for forgiveness of sins. There is nobody can forgive sins. I cannot forgive your sins. You cannot forgive my sins. Only Jesus Christ can forgive sinners. He's the only one. How does he do it? By divine atonement through his blood that he shed for you on Calvary, on the cross. Jesus also claimed to set men free from sin. In John 8:34-35-6, he said, Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. That speaks of what? Of his power to set people free from sin. He's the only one that can do that. And then Jesus claimed to be the guarantee for life after death. Imagine that. When you die, you shall see me. In John 11:25-26, talking about Lazarus. He said, talking to Mary, Lazarus' sister, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life. He's the eternal one. He is God. There is no one like Jesus Christ. That's why Paul, in this great epistle, he's talking about the only gospel. Why? Because the Jews were coming along and saying, okay, you receive Christ, but let me say this, you got to be circumcised to be saved. You got to do all these works and ceremonies and keep the Sabbath day in order to be saved. Wrong! It doesn't work that way. But notice what he said again in verse 6. I marvel, Paul says, he's shocked that you are so fast turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ unto a different gospel. And the word here in the Greek is a different kind of teaching. Not the true teaching of Jesus Christ in the Greek. Let me read to you in the NIV what it says. It's pretty interesting what it says in the NIV. He says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ. I like that. A deserter. You know who a deserter is? One that runs away from the truth. And these people were deserting the grace of God for the law and for circumcision rites and for legalism. And here Paul is saying the grace of God is unmerited favor. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and God will save you. And now you're going back to traditions and religion. Whatever happened to true relationship with Jesus Christ? Paul was shocked. He couldn't believe it.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Don't forget, we're here to help you develop a steadfast witness as you grow in your knowledge of God's Word. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for resources and join Raul for Straight Talk on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel. Now back to more of our study, Beware of Deception.
Let me read to you again what he says in the NIV. I am astonished that you are so soon quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. And isn't that true? The Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Catholic Church, and all these people, what are they doing? They're trying to throw you into confusion. They confuse people when the truth of God is being given to us completely. God has given us the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. And I think it's really important that we understand that if Paul was shocked, I am shocked too, because there are people in every church that are constantly trying to seduce, trying to rip people off from the what? From the grace of God into a gospel of works. The gospel of works and law. You see? Be careful. Be careful of legalism. He says in verse 7, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. Here it is, not by works, so that no man can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's the grace of God. It is not of works that any man should boast. And yet there are people that are constantly boasting, especially these Judaizers. They were boasting in their law. And it's sad because the word that he used here, deserting, it literally means to bring to another place instead of the true place. Or what we say, deserting the truth of Jesus Christ for something that is not real, but it's false. And eventually, it will lead you to hell. When he uses the word another gospel, Paul uses that here in two separate words. He says, first of all, in the Greek, which cannot be a difference in kind between one thing or another, or the other word that he uses here, on the other hand, he says, another one of the same kind. You see? And the word that he uses, another, it means not the same kind, but it's different. What the Mormons preach. And the Jehovah Witnesses preach. And the Catholic Church preaches. And all these people that are constantly trying to bring you into bondage. And pull you away from the grace that God has given to us so richly through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our personal Savior. He's the one that paid with His blood. You see, if it's not of grace and it's not the gospel, it is not good news. It's bad news. You see? And we have received good news. Jesus said, if you come unto me, He says, I'll save you. I'll cleanse you. I'll wash you. I'll write your name in the book of life. You'll be a child of the light. Look again in verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from Him who called you in the grace of Christ unto a different kind of gospel. Notice that. It was a gospel of works, a gospel of legalism. You see, Paul had given to them the gospel of grace, just like I'm giving to you the gospel of grace. And somehow, these Judaizers came into the church and they began to hit up young converts and began to say, man, how can you say you're saved if you're not circumcised, if you're not keeping the Ten Commandments, if you're not doing this, if you're not doing that, then you cannot be saved. You have to do all these things. No, Paul says, you don't have to do those things. The law was a schoolmaster that pointed to my sin and it brought me to Jesus Christ. The law condemned me. You see, the law cannot save me. The law condemns. And then at the same time, they were trying to live according to the law. You cannot live according to the law. The law will condemn you. Paul's going to tell us more in the next chapters to come. Look what else he says in verse 7. He says, which is not another, but, notice, there are some people who troubled you, and the word trouble here in the Greek is interesting. He says they're bringing you to confusion or unrest. There's no peace. They're confusing you. You don't have the peace of God because they're telling you something else that the gospel of Jesus Christ preaches. You see? Be careful of the Bible plus this little book. Be careful with that. The Bible period. Grace period. Faith period. Nothing else. Jesus, period. Nothing else. So Paul was very upset. He says, not only are confusing you, but they want to pervert the gospel of Christ. You know what that word pervert means there? It means to twist it. They're twisting, taking it out of context. To make it different from the grace of God to the works of the law. Wrong. You see? Remember in Acts chapter 15? When there was an uprising in the church, the early church, they were arguing with the disciples because the Jews were getting saved and then Gentiles began to get saved. And the Jews, they said, no, no, you can't be saved unless you're circumcised. So they went to Jerusalem and they met with the Jerusalem council and they straightened out and said, no, it's not of circumcision. It is by faith and grace in Jesus Christ, period. Read Acts 15. It's incredible. They stopped it immediately. Then they were pleased. But they were having problems among the Jews and the Gentiles. Because in that culture, the Gentiles were not circumcised. You see, only the Jews by tradition, according to the law of Judaism. And when Christ came, He said, it's no longer of works, it's of grace. No more circumcision, no more law. The law condemns you and it points to your sin and it points you to Jesus Christ. To come through faith in Jesus Christ. And then what else does he say? Look again. Because you see, these people that don't have the grace of God, what do? They don't have a love relationship But what do they have? They have a relationship of rules and regulations and the law of God and legalism. Legalism that will destroy you completely. I love it. Because when you have a relationship of love, people ask me, well, why don't you drink? I can drink all I want. I'm not under the law. But I will not do that. Why? Because I know that I want to be sober-minded. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be able to think rightly. I want to be able to have my relationship with God. It is not a rule and regulation or what I do or what I don't do. It is a love relationship. I don't want to do that. Why? Because I don't want to hurt my Lord. I don't want to do anything that will displease Him. I want to please Him. That's a love relationship. But there are people that are under this law of rules and regulations. You can't live like that. You'll destroy yourself. You'll be under bondage. Verse 8. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you. Hey, listen, Paul's not nice. Let him be damned. Let him be accursed or anathema in the Greek. You know what that means? Let him be thrown into the lowest, hottest hell. Wow. That's heavy. That's what he says. To people that do not preach the grace of God, but walk away from the grace of God, let him go to hell. That's what he's saying. He doesn't say just once. He says it twice. He wants to make sure you get the point. Why? Because the Jews believe that salvation was only for the Jew, not for the Gentile. And yet, the Gentiles wanted to be saved, and at the same time, they didn't want to be circumcised, and they didn't want to live by the law. And so Paul said, you don't have to. All you have to do is trust in Jesus Christ by faith through grace, period. And the Jews became really angry. They didn't want to work like that. But that's why Peter, Paul, and James, and all these guys strained them out and shared with them.
It is good to be reminded that there is only one way to enjoy eternal life in heaven, and that's through the new birth that Jesus alone can give. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. Now, if you'd like to review the teaching you've heard today, we'll send you an unedited copy for a donation of $5 or more. Just call us at 800-634-9165 and request today's message titled, Beware of Deception. To help you identify gospel-defying doctrines and the deceptive people who promote them, we'd like to offer you Raul's study titled, False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. This series is available on CD and USB, and each of the six lessons provides more direction for steering clear of carnal counterfeits posing as spiritual leaders. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Rawls' six-part study, False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. We'll send you the flash drive for $10 or the CD collection for $21. The number again is 800-634-9165. Or write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries is fully listener-supported, and we're grateful to the generous partners who help us keep sharing God's Word. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll contemplate how continuous compromise can damage your faith and ultimately desensitize you to sin. Here's Raul with the final thought.
Look again what he says in verse 9. As we have said before, so now we say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than we have received, let him be anathema, or let him be damned, or let him be accursed, or let him go to the hottest, lowest hell. That's what he says. So when someone comes to you from now on, a Mormon, Jehovah Witness, a Muslim, don't condemn them. Tell them the truth. There's only one gospel. The gospel is the good news.
And Jesus Christ is God. And there's a Father, and there's a Son, and there's a Holy Spirit, and the three are one. Listen, and Jesus Christ came out of all eternity, and he came into this world, and he gave his life for us, and he died on the cross, so that through his blood, through his shed blood, he would make atonement for my sins and the sins of the world, for anyone that would repent, anyone that would come by faith in Jesus Christ would be forgiven and would be cleansed and washed by his blood. His name would be written in the book of life, and he would have immediately eternal life. That's what he gives to us. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is nothing else.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.